Williamson describes it thusly, "So there are several million people in the world that have nothing to do with this world as far as learning anything from it that they haven't already acquired. They either passed through many lives on the Earth planet itself, or they learned the same lesson on another world similar to our Earth. At any rate, they are far ahead of the average Earth man or woman. Why do they come back? The answer is, because they want to help. They feel that there is something far more beautiful for man on Earth to attain. 13 and Ospeckos this, to serve others, is to do good unto others, to help them, to teach them, to give them joy and comfort. This is the service of Jehovah. But good works alone are not sufficient to attain the highest grades, for they require knowledge and the capacity to unfold others, to accomplish which, those of the higher grades shall oft return to the lower and learn to lift them up. For this is that which calleth the Aetherians in the times of resurrections, wherein the righteous, who are yet mortal, begin at once lifting up their fellows. Which labor is to the spirit as exercise is to the mortal body, that which giveth strength. Judge then thyself, O man of the earth, as to the place thy spirit will rise in the time of thy death. 14 And here are C and B talking about the mission. C, you decided to come back to the earth, then. For what reason? Two reasons. I knew that I wanted to help this planet. It is in a bad way. And a lot of people that are here are calling out. They want help very badly, and you can't help unless you are in the body here. It's very intense here. There's no way to get into there. Enough to help, without infringing on free will, unless you're in the body. There are no easy solutions here. And the other reason for coming back? It was my own criticism of myself that I did not know how to give without receiving. I felt that I needed an experience that would express what I knew without expecting a return. B, do you have something else to learn, or something to teach? Something to bring forth in your life? Teaching is learning. That is one. They're both one. Now are you fulfilling your assignment in some way now? About to. All the pieces are ready. Not quite ready. Gathering together. They are gathering. This is a gathering time. The things that I must work with are not all gathered yet but are coming. Now, what is the next development? When will this plan be put into effect? A meeting. One piece, is a meeting? Soon. Ah. Only one piece. Other pieces, gradually, will come. 4 years to do it. Where will the meeting take place? I don't know. That's only one piece of it. But that will bring threads together, some of them. What will be the result of the meeting? The final outcome? More threads joining. To complete. Again, magnetism, electric. It has to do with the same threads, those threads, joining. And so now is the time when the threads are beginning to come together, not only for this little band of apples but for so many others. We have sought slowly to bring to you information relevant to the times in which you now find yourselves. We have sought through many of our channels, our peoples walking the surface of your planet, to present through all avenues open to us. Whether these be that which you term fiction or fact, data or imagination, something of the change which is about to take place. 15 It is indeed a strange story, yet it will ring true to the many who read this who themselves have a feeling that they were put here on Earth to help. Somehow, some way, someday. The Confederation would say, meditate, and your purpose will unfold, from within. Our subject, A, far more than the other two, was focused during her regression sessions on the purpose of her coming here, and the precise reasons for which she had chosen this time in which to journey here. To close this chapter, I let a meditative wanderer speak about her mission on Earth. Or can you tell me anything more about D, W, H, why he came, or, yes, he comes before I do. W, H, why? Do you know W, H, why he does this? He will. It will be necessary for him to be there at the so-called dawning of our appearance. This. He will need the time also before any of us arrive to make his own advancements and to be ready for us. He will also know and convey information about the peoples on Earth. He will understand once again, as we all will, of the delicateness of free will, and the ways to help the people rather in a sneaky way. It is a beautiful thing, if I may relate what I am thinking about here on the platform, it is a beautiful thing that all these peoples are coming to this one planet. And I sincerely pray, as I do each day, that the people will realize the fantastic thing that the infinite creator is allowing. We feel very blessed in our hearts. Do you know why you go to Earth at this time? Is this a specific time for Earth? All I can say. It is a feeling that we all have. Feelings and vibrations from everything and everywhere. We receive also. It is a feeling like giving birth. It is time for Earth to be born. She has gone through many times of labor, many hard stages of development, but giving birth. Hopefully, the planet will live. But if it is the will of the infinite creator, the Earth may not. We do because it is. No one guesses at the infinite creator. But we develop, we have our task, and we do this because it is our task. We need to pass tests. We need to achieve oneness, dissolution in the infinite creator, just as all peoples. We come to help give birth to the Earth. But we cannot give it life. That is the free will that is the communication between the Creator and all of the Earth. Not just in the voices of the people, it is an invisible and the unheard of, the tiny, tiny places inside of each person and each thing that communicates to the infinite Creator its will. And we can only help each of those tiny places realize its kingdom and its glory. And, if it hears, then so be it. It is a hard thing. It is a painful thing. For I feel its birth. I feel that the Earth is inside of me. And I worry because I have no real control over the life and death of this child. This is why I'm sad. I'm sad because we are all one, and it is hard to stand back and not know whether your child is going to live or die. And although its death will be its birth, I know what that illusion, death, can do when the mind is weak. I pray, as we all do, for the peoples on Earth to hear, even if it's with their inner ear, we pray for each soul to awaken, and we stand ready for that split second when someone might turn around and see. That is why we are here, nothing more and nothing less. We are here as gods. But we are gods that grovel, and know the blessing and the love that we give and receive from those who step on us. Because we were them also. It only takes time, that illusion, time. To stand up and be gods to someone else. We pray for the Earth, that she will be born. Soon, there will be many things, confusion. At the time, there will be much busyness, as it is called. At that time there will be false witness and false rumors, and those who want to play mischief with this most important time. I see all of this standing on the platform. I see this with my mate. It is pouring through me. Which is why I am able to talk of it. For soon this knowledge will be closed. For those of us who still know the reality, there will be no miracles. Miracles are for the unfaithful. Miracles are tricks. Tape ends, some material lost while another tape loaded in the recorder. And the ship just leaves. As it leaves, I wish you would take a look back now at the plane that you have just left. Can you look at this for me in the spiritual or in the physical realm and give me any kind of description? Is it in the same dimension as Earth? It is. Pause. It is hard. It is at least one vibrational level above Earth. Earth will, if it survives, it will go through a great change and will live through another birth. But that is where we are, because we are able to have such powers of mind that we can do these things with other planets in total harmony. This is something Earth will have to learn in its next phase. It will be, as I remember from my past knowledge, a beautiful time. But it is still one level behind my level, for soon we will go through a birth also. But it is not such a hard one. Then in changing from one vibrational dimension to another, it is simply a matter of attunement, then? Yes. The one that I kept looking back to from that? He is on a different vibrational level. Even though you are in the same dimension? Yes. My teachers are at a higher vibrational level. And this is why they have a different glow about them. Yes. Now, can you reach that level? Now? Ever? Yes. Do you expect to attain that level at some time, on the Earth plane? I can obtain it if I stay on the Earth plane, according to my own development and on my awareness of who I am. If this is what is asked of me, then I will do this. But I may not stay here on the Earth. It is up to the Infinite Creator, to my innermost soul. If my Infinite Creator, these things are not set, and no one knows the Infinite Creator. On the Earth plane, there will be an entity known as Jesus Christ. Yes. Is he from a similar vibrational level as their people you have been talking about? Yes. Then Earth beings, when they reach that level, can also attain this level of vibration. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, can they do it directly from the physical plane, or would they have to leave the physical plane and then come back? It is most possible to do it while on this plane. But it takes what I have been talking about, the dissolution of time and space. It is a mental process that is beyond everything that is known here. If he can achieve that, if he can achieve being able to dissolve completely, he will be of much higher vibrational level, and whether his task is to stay here and be an illumined one or to go on any other of the infinite levels where people exist, that is up to the Infinite Creator. Okay. Do you want to point out anything else, now, from this particular point? It is hard to explain, except that at this level, many planets. It is like the make or break level. It is a most unstable situation because there is the equality and the battle between the illusion of bad and good. It is not. It is erroneous to call it evil, that is why I say illusion. It is simply the remembrance in people of their earlier life, earlier vibrational plane, that is carried over, inherited, in the Earth itself, which comes up on the other side of the higher vibrational that is most evident there also. It is a two, like magnets, in each particle, in each person, in each molecule, that keeps them from becoming steadied and ready and quiet for birth. There are old, if I may call them that, old souls that only remember their more base vibrational level, and they add to the struggle. It is only after this level that things will be much easier. Two postscripts to this chapter. First, it may have occurred to you to wonder why we didn't have all five of the subject's regressions in this discussion. Unfortunately, neither D nor J have, up until this time, been hypnotizable. Secondly, I would like to give credit to Mr. Lawrence Allison, an excellent hypnotist who has spent many patient hours with me working on these cases. Chapter 9: Death, Destruction, Chaos, and Other Bad Stuff. A comprehensive study of far-out ufology would not be complete without the inclusion of the Doomsday Prophecies. A substantial portion of alleged UFO messages deal with coming drastic Earth changes, along the lines of the Edgar Case predictions. Included in the list of disasters are polar shifts, earthquakes, instantaneous and mass kundalini experiences, divine revelation, total planetary transformation, and other items which should rival Saturday afternoon football for generating general interest. What condenses out of all this prophesied mayhem is a story of cycles. A good man to start telling this story is one of the contactees of the 50s, George Van Tassel. He reported numerous contacts with extraterrestrials, including a guided tour of a saucer of the type photographed by another early contactee, George Adamski. Van Tassel claimed telepathic contact with the UFO Nauts both at a distance and in person. By the latter I mean that he claimed that the very normal-looking spaceman who accompanied him on the spaceship would answer his questions before he could verbalize them. George published information he had received from the Great Pyramid at Giza to a timed machine he was building as a result of instructions from the space people. This time machine, which he called an Integratron, still sits in the Mojave Desert near Van Tassel's small airport at Giant Rock, California. He claims that the reason it won't work is that the space people have never come back and calibrated it for him. Needless to say, Van Tassel was never taken seriously by the bulk of the scientific community. I spent a week at Giant Rock in 1964 getting to know George and doing a little more detective work. Although I have no way of vouching for the validity of his claims, I can say that he displayed the characteristics of the people who were involved in my telepathic experiments, and was able to display the same type of seemingly telepathic response with which I had become quite familiar in that connection. At any rate, he is one of the classic contactees, and some of his material fits nicely into my theory of ufology. O mortals cast in density of form, I send to the light to guide your way. My light is not seen by those who observe only the density of figure. Neither can I violate the laws I have made in the wisdom of my eternal ways. I cannot but stay at rest with you, hoping that the best will reach for me, that I may bring your perception into the light. Man closes doors, man hides himself. He binds himself to possessions of dust, not realizing all is lost to him and lost to me. For only by the progression of thee do I progress. My parts are scattered throughout my boundless being. I move in many ways to fashion my completeness. Each part shall find the resurrection in me, though the time is recorded in the records lost in space. My eternity is only complete in the patience of myself in thee. And so I wait within, with the knowing that my beginnings never end. O man, in the ever-changing pattern of my thoughts I bring my creatures into being. In seeing motion all about, never doubt that I am there. For I am motion, change, and time, so that my rhyme of repetition may cycle all my parts. Your eyes reach out to see the stars, not realizing each has stars within. Though sin may barricade your way to me, change will be your sword to rend the veil, and I shall hail you in your victory over self. Though my time is naught to me, time to you is meant to be a gauge to register progression in my ways. Motion is the me in thee, O man, to manifest to change, so that in time you may escape the rhyme of rebirth repetitions and be timelessly the peaceful thought of me, eternally. 1. There are 12 densities in the system we occupy. Each of these is divided into 12 major cycles. Each major cycle is divided into 12 minor cycles. When a solar system moves out of one density into another, it is called a master cycle. The solar system that we are in is now in the arc between the third and fourth densities. For the planet Earth and this solar system, this is the time of times. The Earth is culminating a minor cycle, a major cycle, and a master cycle all at the same time. This will bring about a rebalancing of the planet on new poles. When this occurs, the great earthquake written of in Revelations will take place. 2. George is saying that due to the rotation of our galaxy, or some more complex relative motion through space, our planetary system is making a cyclical transition which will result in changes in the basic atomic structure of our physical environment, including our physical bodies. Another source says, our understanding of time relates to magnetic cycles. Perhaps we have imperfectly expressed ourselves on this score in that we cannot seem to convey to you the relationship between cyclic time, magnetic cycles, and your understanding of time. 3. Osp speaks of the termination of the previous cycle, so Jehovah said, now will I prune the earth and her heaven. Behold, the division of Y shall be hewn off and cast beneath the waters of the ocean. Her heaven shall be no longer tenable by the spirits of destruction, for I will rend the foundation thereof and scatter them in the winds of heaven. Go ye, therefore, down to the earth and provide nets and vanches for receiving the spirits of darkness, and for receiving the spirits of mortals who shall perish in the waters. And provide ye a place in my exalted heaven suitable for them, and ye shall wall them about in heaven that they cannot escape, but that they may be weaned from evil. For my Aetherian chips of fire shall surround Wa on every side. And I will cut loose the foundations of the earth, at the borders of the ocean and the mountains of Gan, nor shall any prop or cornerstone stay my hand. And I will send rains and winds and thundering, and the waters of the great deep shall come upon the lands, and the great cities shall go down and be swallowed in the sea. 5. Here is the hat on source on the same subject, except that he is speaking of the end of the present cycle. There are many vibrations within this creation. It has been written in your holy works that in my Father's house, there are many mansions. This was a statement of these conditions. The mansion, or vibration, in which an entity finds himself is a result of his desire. If there is a separation, or choice, to be made, then it is up to each entity to select, according to his desire. For that reason, we visit your planet at this time, to attempt to help those who could wish to make their choice. There are many who have chosen already, even though they are not aware of it. There will be an experience in this illusion, in the not too distant future, which will be alarming to some of the people of this planet. We are attempting to provide an understanding of the truth of this experience prior to its occurrence. Our service is to aid those who wish to choose a different mansion. If an entity has chosen a particular mansion, then he will receive it. It is not a good or a bad place. It is simply a different place. 6. There are several events that will occur. There will be events of a physical nature. These events will be, from the point of view of those who are living with the illusion, of a very destructive nature. However, there is no such thing as destruction. There is only change. This you must understand. If you understand this, then you will understand the truth of what is to occur. There will be change, a physical change. This change will be very beneficial. However, the people of this planet who view these changes from their present state of ignorance will consider them to be quite destructive. This is unfortunate. However, the people of this planet have had a sufficient length of time to become educated. They have, however, sought to educate themselves in the ways of their illusion, rather than the ways of the Creator. This illusion is so strong in their understanding that most of them have no awareness in a waking sense of reality. These people will be very difficult to communicate with. They will view the changes in their immediate creation as destructive and irreversible. Is it going to be an earthquake, or a depression, or what? The changes will be of a physical nature. The depression of which you speak is of no consequence. It would be viewed as nothing compared to the physical changes that will occur. It will be necessary for members of groups such as this one who wish to serve to understand fully the reality of these changes, and to understand fully the accuracy of the statement made in your holy book, which states that although you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. This must be kept uppermost in your consciousness. For you will walk through this valley, and you will demonstrate to those who seek your knowledge of truth, and only your ability to demonstrate this knowledge will alert those who seek the knowledge that you are a true and knowing channel. For many false channels will at this time be lost, for they will not be able to demonstrate their knowledge of truth. For they will cling to the illusion that has surrounded them, and will display the fear that this illusion brings upon them. This change is looked upon by those of us who understand it as an extremely beneficial change. It is also looked upon by those members of groups such as this one who have realized the truth of this information as extremely beneficial to all the peoples of this planet. It will be difficult for some of the members of groups such as this one to demonstrate an understanding of these truths, since they have been strongly affected by the illusion that has been created by the people of this planet. However, this understanding is a necessity to be demonstrated. What's going to be happening, exactly? Physical change, of all types. There will be massive destruction wrought upon your surface. It will be of such a nature as to totally change the surface of your planet. This destruction is within your planet at this time. It has been put there by thought. It has been put there by the thought of the population of this planet through thousands of years of thinking this thought. This thought is of a vibratory nature. You are at this time passing through the last portion of what you know as the third density vibration. Shortly, your planet will be sufficiently within what you know as the fourth density vibration. At this time there will be a disharmony between the thought that creates the vibration that is your planet, and the thought that dwells within the density that is the fourth. Much energy will be released of a physical nature. This energy will create physical changes within your planet. There will be changes within your land masses. Changes in your atmosphere. Changes in all of the physical manifestations of your planet. This will be of a nature that will be considered to be cataclysmic. This is a very good thing. However, it will not be considered good by those that are within the illusion. Labeling this change good or bad is something that is dependent upon the individual observing the change and his orientation. My friends, the reason for this change being of a cataclysmic nature is that the thought that has been generated upon and in your planet for the past several thousands of years is a thought that is out of harmony with the new vibration that your planet now goes into. The Creator never conceived of the condition that is shortly to manifest upon your planet. This condition is manifested as a result of the desire of all the individuals that dwell on this planet. They are not aware of this desire, but their desire has created this. They have created a condition by their desire that is shortly to be severely out of harmony with where they will physically be. Due to this, there will be a large energy release, which will manifest itself upon your planet in the form of earthquakes, storms, volcanic eruptions, and in fact a shift of the poles of your planet with respect to their orientation in space. This change that will shortly manifest itself upon your planet is, as I have said, a result of the mismatching of vibrations of your planet and its new position in space. This change will alert many of the people of your planet who are very lightly slumbering, and many of the ones who are slumbering relatively deep. Many of these people will at this time be what is known in many of your religions as saved. It will save them, because they will get the violent awakening that is necessary to cause them to raise their vibrations that last amount that is necessary to get them off the fence, so to speak. There will be those who are more deeply slumbering, so to speak, who will not make the transition. It is up to you to provide those who will be awakened with the information that they desire. We have stated that this transition is both good and bad. Ultimately, in its most broad sense, it is a good transition, however, it is an unnecessary transition. In a normal transition there would be no energy release, since in a normal transition, the vibration of the planet would match closely enough and be in harmony with the new and higher vibration. This would result in no energy release, and the planet would continue in a relatively normal sense from a lower vibration to the higher. Your planet is an aberration in the evolution of the spirit of the people of the planet and the planet. The change that will take place will be a beneficial change. However, the mechanics of the change will seem anything but beneficial. Those of the people who dwell upon this surface at this time who are totally aware of the results of this change, and the reason for it, will not in any way be affected by this change. Those who are not aware of this, but who are aware of this in a spiritual sense, will be affected only emotionally, because they will not understand. There are the people we wish to communicate with. 7. The UFO Nauts emphatically feel that this catastrophic time is not absolutely necessary. We could avert it if we came into harmony with the new vibration. In fact, the precise timing of the Earth changes depends entirely upon us. We of course cannot interfere, but do ask that you who are on the Earth planet work metaphysically, mentally with love in your hearts to eliminate, as much as spirit will allow to be eliminated, danger, fear, panic, and loss. Thank you. We are on the alert. We do not know when and how some of these will strike, but they are scheduled. From what we can gather of auric conditions and mass thinking in this section of the world, which is very serious at this time. 8. But let me say to you this, that prophecies were given so that man would have the opportunity to avoid these things. Prophecies do not necessarily need to be fulfilled, for man's destiny lies entirely within his own hands. You see, prophecies are made by the realization of a pattern, but patterns can be changed, and you, my friends, the people of Earth, have it within our power to change and avoid these things. 9. And from case number 3, chapter 1, then he gave us to understand that the little men might represent a threat for all of us in the future. But, as he was not sure whether the danger came from the particular type of individual who had abducted him or from other unknown types, he was at present prepared to have a further meeting with them in order to clarify the matter. In any case, he said, he was certain that the world was in great danger, without however knowing from where this danger would come. The danger had been revealed to him by the fair-skinned individual of friendly mien who had appeared mysteriously before him in the chamber, unperceived by the little men. The danger would involve the whole of mankind, and would possibly include intervention by unknown beings, in addition to other calamities. This danger might, however, be avoided if mankind changed their present behavior. 10. The Confederation is hoping that we on Earth will become aware of what power our thoughts actually have, and its members are here to keep the message of love flowing to those on Earth who desire to hear it and learn from it. Your planet, along with its neighbors, is moving as your galaxy is, into a new area of space, a new vibration.